Okay, so this is Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Chanukah, holding on Tafresh Ayin Vav, the Seder of the Brachas, what Brachas we say when we light the Chanukah candles. So on the first night, we say three blessings. We say, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Shasa Nisim Lavaseinu, and Shechianu. Now, if you don't bless in the time frame on the first night, you make two blessings, or until he remembers. So, meaning you don't bless lahadlik, but you bless the other two brachas that you're able to say that even if you didn't light the candles then. So Mishnah Berurah says, just saying some of the lashon that we say, he's saying basically it's ner shel Chanukah, and that's what the Marashal says. And even though it's written Shelah Chanukah, Ach Shechatav Shemer Shelah Chanukah, Yimah Achad Velo Shel Chanukah Shtemilot. It's two words though. Shtemilot Shel Chanukah. And we're not machped on this though. Okay, so he also says Bezmanazeh, meaning with a base, and not Uvizmanazeh, not with a vav, or not with a vase. Sorry, we don't. So we say it with a base sound. And then it says Vehigil Lizman Hazeh. A lamed mechirik and not with a patach. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it should be lizman, but it doesn't offer any explanations on it. Huh? We did this? Okay, I think so too. Right? Okay, we'll go faster. Okay, so we said...
It's always good to repeat because I can move it in.
Fine, so...
You can just say, oh, they've done it already.
After the first night, he says two blessings. You omit the Shechianu after the first night. And you say the blessings. The Rama says you say the blessings before you light. So before you light the candles, then you say Le'adik Ner Shel Chanukah, and you say Shasa Nisim, and then you light. Okay, so we'll go. I think we did this as a review. So if you don't light on the first night, but in the future you think you're going to light that night, and they're not lighting for him in his house, when he sees the candles, you're allowed to say Shasa Nisi. On the first night, you're also allowed to say Shechianu. Now, if afterwards, on the second night or third night, he comes to light his candles, he doesn't go back and say Shechianu. So the Shechianu basically falls on the first night, if he said it, really, which he should for seeing the candle. Now, after you light, you're supposed to say Haneros Halalu, the paragraph that we say after lighting. Anu Madlikin, Ala Teshuos, V'Halanisim, on the miracles, on the salvations that we had, and all the wonders. Hay says, you start lighting on the first night, right, yeah, we did cover this, on the candle that's closest to the right side, and on the, every other night, you add a candle, and you light starting from then the left side going towards the right. So you bless on the newest candle there.
So you light on the newest candle?
Right.
To the oldest.
Right.
So you're lighting from left to right, left, so you're putting the candles in right to left.
Correct. Okay, I think we did cover about a guess. So I'm going to go to Tafresh Ayin Chet then. This is Ner Shel Shabbos Kodem and Ner Shel Chanukah. So if you only have enough money now to buy, if somebody has only enough money to buy a candle for either Chanukah or Shabbos, you should buy the Shabbos candle because of Shalom Bayis. Like it says in Reish Samech Gimel. Now if he has a candle for Shabbos and he doesn't have for Chanukah, or he doesn't have wine for Kiddush, he should buy the Ner Shel Chanukah, because you have to publicize the miracle. The Rama says, and this is also Chanukah candles comes before wine for Abdallah. Okay, so it says here then, Mishnah Berurah. No. Shabbos comes, if you have a choice of candle and candle, you buy Shabbos first for Shalom Bayis, because you need your house lit up for Shalom Bayis. Now if you had that, and you had enough money for only Kiddush and for Chanukah candle, then you could buy the Chanukah candle then, and don't forget also you can make Kiddush on bread. You can make Kiddush on something else. On there. Okay, so it says here, now if he only has one candle, for this, it's enough. Now, even though it's fitting for him to have two candles in Shabbos, like we said in Reish Shama Gimel, in any case, in a time of emergency when he doesn't have enough money, he's allowed to put one candle on the table where he eats at, and the other one, then he could use for Hanukkah. So you could basically segregate them and say, okay, I'm going to take one candle for Shabbos, one candle for Hanukkah, and use them. And it will be Menahadrin. It will be Menahadrin, at least. Okay, now, Shalom Bais. So we say that nowadays that we're lighting inside, that he should buy Hanukkah candles. Because we're not, because this way he's not sitting in the dark. Now, even though it's usher to benefit from the Hanukkah lights, it's as if it's like a time of sakana, like we said above, and then you're lighting inside your house, and you place it on your table. But many of the Achronim, they say, they argue on this, and from the times of Gemara, meaning basically, they say you should have lit Shabbos candles instead of Hanukkah. Like we said above, okay. Okay, now it seems for this, that's what we're saying, that he had bread, because then you're able to make Kiddush on the bread. Now, if he doesn't have bread, he buys the bread. The bread pushes off even the Shabbos candles. And so too, Ner Chanukah, v'kudu shayom, so it pushes off that. Meaning, so first really you need bread to eat. You have to sustain yourself, right? And you have a mitzvah on Shabbos to eat. So now if somebody can only afford one thing, buy bread first. Then if you can afford something else, buy Shabbos candle. Then something else, Chanukah candle. Something else, Kiddush. Wine for Kiddush. Okay? I was saying he can... Right, so he buys a Hanukkah candle and hay in Mishnah Berurah. He buys one candle. And then the rest of his money he can use for a Kiddush on it. So meaning you don't have to be Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. It's the fifth night Shabbos Hanukkah and you only have a little bit of money. Chaz v'sham, you don't have to buy, five candles. You buy one candle and use the rest to try to buy wine for Kiddush then. That's what's needed. Mishum Parsanisa, like we said, and Kiddush Hayom, you're able to do on bread. Or no, you're not able to do it on bread. But this is only Rabbanan to do Kiddush on wine for Shabbos day. Minatora Yotzeh B'Schirat Tavarim B'Alma. And you fulfill your obligation with other mentionings of Shabbos for Kiddush. Now, we said it comes before Havdalah as well. Hanukkah comes before it. Because of the reason we said before, basically, publicizing the miracle. Okay, next one we have is small. These are small halachas. Oh, Tafresh Ayin Tet. Be'er Shabbos Malikin Ner Chanukah Techila. Ve'achkach Ner Shabbos. So on Shabbos Chanukah, you light the Chanukah candles first. And afterwards, you light the Shabbos candles. Ramah says, you bless on them like the weekday. Even though you're lighting on them while it's still day. Okay, so we say here, because if you light Shabbos candles first, what's going to happen?
You won't be able to light Hanukkah candles.
Right, you brought in Shabbos, so then you took in Shabbos, you can't light, it's awesome. So you'd have it in mind to take it now. Now, some poskim, majority of poskim say, though, that if you didn't accept Kabbalah Shabbos with this lighting, meaning if the man lit, and the man can light candles and say he's not accepting Shabbos, where nowadays women who light, usually it's they accept Shabbos. But so if a man lit, let's say, and said, I'm not taking in Shabbos or that, so they say that on this, then you're able to light afterwards. Then you could light the Hanukkah candles. But they're saying, yeah, a woman who lights, that the minog is, her das is to accept Shabbos, then she cannot go back and light Hanukkah candles. Rather, she should say it after. She lights it. Asher, and he would say, Asher ki shalom mitzvah v'tzivanu v'adlik, for her. But she'asa nisin and she'achyanu, she's allowed to say that herself. Meaning, if a woman was lighting Hanukkah candles, then now even if you lit while it was still, you know, daytime out, plenty of time before Shkia. Now this is to say after you lit after Plag Mincha, which is when we said that's really the earliest time you should light, because this is an hour and a quarter before night, like we said in Tuf Reish Ayin Beis. And that, but then you still have to put enough oil in it for it to burn after Tzetzes HaChavim. Now, in any case, you should daven mincha beforehand and then light. Also for Shabbos, we said that too. Okay, Tuf Reish Pei. You shouldn't put your candles now near the door on Shabbos, because we said all the rest of the time, really, you know, you should put it by your door frame. It should be, you know, on the opposite side of the mezuzah. It should be on the left side. So on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos night, you have to put it in a position. You have to put something that will block it between the candles and the door. This way, wind won't come and blow out your candles, and now you're usher on extinguishing on Shabbos, which is a malacha. So you're not allowed to do that. So you have to put something, make sure it doesn't blow out. So Aleph Mishnah Berurah says, this is also during the week. Really, you should do this as well. That you have to be careful that you don't put the candles in a windy place, you know, and they're gonna go out. But on Shabbos, you got to be extra careful on this. And we say we need something to block it. This is, let's say you're lighting inside your house, inside, and you're lighting or against the wall or something, and you have to be careful that, like, when you open up the door, wind's not going to come out. So we're saying, in this case, it gives an example of a Beit Choref, which is like a boiler room, or like, you know, it has two doors, basically, like the back room and the front room. So you have two doors, and when you open it up, it's going to then, you know, extinguish it. You're not allowed to do that then. If it's going to extinguish it automatically, you can't do that. And then also you should lock your door before you open up this other room. Like, meaning, like, you shouldn't go in both doors and cause this wind, you know, to come out, open up both of your doors, the inner door and the outer door, at the same time. You should go out of one, close it, and then go out the other one, if you had two doors type of situation, to make sure the wind doesn't come and put down your candles and blow out your candles. Now, if you don't put this mechitza, this barrier, this protective thing, candles don't go out, asur liftoach hadelet. You're not allowed to open up this door then. Like we said in Reish Ayin Zayin, because then you're going to be putting out a candle. You're going to be causing it. Now, they used to, back then, Beis says, they would light actually on the door. Like, they would have a shelf in the door, or carved into the door would be your menorah, and you'd put the menorah inside your door frame. Usher to do that on Erev Shabbos. Okay, because what's going to happen? When you open up the door is going to move. Now your oil is going to shift, and maybe you're causing it to go out faster, maybe you're causing it to strengthen the oil. So both cases, it's also to do that. Valo? Okay, next one. Tuf Reish Pei Aleph. We don't make Havdalah on the Hanukkah candle on Motzei Shabbos, because we're not allowed to derive benefit from the candle. Like, so let's say you lit your Hanukkah candle and you wanted to do Havdalah now. Not to derive benefit from it, so you can't make Havdalah on it. And you don't bless on the candle until you see the light, until that moment of the light. Now, for shuls, though, you light the Hanukkah candle first before Havdalah. Now, even the Ramah says, though, even though in people's homes you're lighting after you made Havdalah, and that you've already done Abdallah in the shul. Okay, so let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. Now, if, let's say, this guy came and blessed upon the Hanukkah candles first, and then he can't make Abdallah on them afterwards. But you are allowed to bless on the Hanukkah candle to make Abdallah, then extinguish it, okay, so not using it as a Hanukkah candle, just lighting it as your Abdallah candle. You're allowed to do that, it says here. You're allowed to make a blessing on it first for Abdallah and extinguish it, then afterwards and go back for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And it's preferred to do it this way, because then you're doing one mitzvah and then you're doing another mitzvah. Right, it has to be two, but we're assuming it's second night, third night, you know, something where you can take the two wicks and put them together. Right. Doesn't say on here, but yeah, I agree with you on that. It should be an intertwined candle for Abdallah.
But ideally, you'd use a separate Abdallah candle. Then light for.
Right. Now, but nowadays, when we light the Hanukkah candles first, we don't make Abdallah on them. Before Abdallah, we said the shuls light the near Hanukkah before Abdallah. Because even though the mitzvah of the Abdallah, you would think, is tadira, meaning like it's more frequent, right? It comes more often. In any case, what you're able to do after Shabbat, you're able to do, and so too for lighting, and it's a public, because you're publicizing the miracle, this takes precedence over Abdallah, basically. So now, if you forgot, though, to say Ata Chonan Tanu in your davening on Shabbos Chanukah, then you say Amalti Ben Kodesh Techol, right? And afterwards, then you light the Chanukah candle. And afterwards, then you say V'iten Lecha, V'achakach Abdallah. So too in our houses, we say. Now, because he's saying basically, if you were in shul and they did Abdallah, you already heard Abdallah. Now, these words are confusing. So that maybe he didn't want to be taken out with Abdallah, the Shliach Sibur, and what he heard in the Beis Knesset. And the Taz says a lot of Achronim argue on this. And they hold that Abdallah comes first. Okay, now next one. Tuf Resh Pei Beis, Al HaNisim, on Chanukah. All the days of Chanukah, all 8 days of Chanukah, you say Al HaNisim in benching and in Birkat HaAretz during benching and in Modim, in the Shemona Esrei, you say Al HaNisim. Now, if you did not say these, then you don't have to repeat davening. However, if you remembered at that moment of the bracha, then any time, like where you're able to mention it, where you didn't say Hashem's name yet, even if you remembered it, where you say Baruch Ata, oh wait, I have to say Al HaNisim, then you're allowed to go back. Rama says, Yesh Omrim. One who forgets Al Nisim in benching, and when he reaches Harachaman, he says a special Harachaman. He says, Harachaman, who yased lanu Nisim, when he flows, Keshem Shasisa, Lavasena, by Yimimahem, Bazmanazet. And then he continues from there, Bimei Matzidyahu. So, you don't want to go back to the beginning of benching. You just say the Rachman and then continue from there, adding in the insert of B'yemei Metziyahu. Now, in the Nusach, it goes through this on Al HaNisim, we say Ve'Al HaNisim with a Vav. Now, in Tefillah, though, that's in Tefillah, but in benching, we don't have a Vav. And we also just say, Kishamda Alehem, we skip the word Aleihem, Amach Yisrael, like it, just going through what lashons are of this, the prayer. So now, in Birkat HaMazon, we say, the reason why we say it in this blessing, in where we say that, because Hanukkah is a blessing, is thanking Hashem. The whole holiday is to praise Hashem. So we don't have though a special insert in the main shalosh, you know, Al Michya or Al Eitz. You know, we don't have a special insert for Purim or for Hanukkah. Now we don't go back. We said we don't go back on the davening because these are not deraisa, and we don't make it just like whether it's Birkat HaMazon on a weekday or on Shabbos Hanukkah, because even though you think you have to eat like a special meal on Shabbos, you don't have to go back if you forgot Al Nisim on Hanukkah. And now the Harachaman, you would say, before you got to the Yiratzon. And also on Purim, he's saying, you would say a special Harachaman in Rosh Chodesh that falls on Hanukkah. You would say this after the Harachaman of Rosh Chodesh. Let's try to finish up. Okay, to get base, we say, now also in Musaf of Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Hanukkah. So we have, right, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, one of the longest davenings. So you also have to mention Hanukkah then. Even though there's no Musaf on Hanukkah. Okay, Gimel. Ein omrim kashem she'asisa, ela mesayim ve'asisa imahem nisim gros ve'yamimahem ve'esazot. Ishomrim shomrim Oto. You say that like another davening. We don't say Kashem should like you did. Or rather we say that you did for us the miracles and the strength in our days at that time, or at this time, at this season. So we're saying basically, because we don't put requests in the first three or last three brachas, and this is Taut, he's mistaken then. Because praying for the Sibor is permitted, you're allowed to make requests. Rather, the main reason why we say it here, why we say it is, because anything that's coming, they made it Takana, that to praise Hashem, and that's Al Nisim when it ended, basically, at the moment it ended. And if you did it that way, if you did it the other Lashon, it's okay also, says here, according to the Beis Yosef, on that. Okay, one more. Tuf Reish Pei Gimel. All 8 days of Hanukkah, you say the full Hallel. Ma says, in all 8 days of Hanukkah, you don't say Tachnun, and Betzitchatcha on Shabbos, Ulam and Seah, Betziduk Hadin, and also on Erev Hanukkah, the Mincha. You wouldn't say Tachnun on there. Okay? Now we're saying, why do we say full Hallel on Hanukkah? Mishnah Berurah says, because every day is an additional miracle, it's a new miracle. So we're saying Hallel for each day. It's a new miracle. Now after Hallel, you say a Chatzi Kaddish. Now one who's a mourner in Shacharis, he shouldn't daven from the Amud because there's Hallel, and the mourner shouldn't say Hallel then. And now, but for Mari, if he can pray, and he can, and on Rosh Chodesh, he can also daven on Mari. And we don't say El Erech Apayim on Mondays and Thursday on Hanukkah. And the V'yir Atzon Acher Sefer Torah. Now, it says to, if you want to know about whether or not a mourner can say Hallel inside of his house, see the Shari Tshuva for that. But if a mourner is davening by himself, then he doesn't say Hallel on Hanukkah, in general, I guess. Okay, so we'll hold on Taf Resh Pei Dalet, which is the last set of halachas for Hanukkah.